lijepo je što ste svi tu ovdje, što lijepo vas je ponovo vidjeti.
How many of you, how many of our guests are here for the first time?
Imamo li ovdje goste koji su tu prvi put večeras?
Okay, we have a couple of guests from Salt Lake City.
Ovdje
imamo.
Wyoming. Wyoming, okay. Imamo dvoje gosti iz Wyominga.
You're with the Church of Latter-day Saints, or? Yeah? Good, welcome. Just last year, was it this year?
Last year.
Just last year, I was in Spanish Fork, Utah.
Prošle godine sam bio u Utahu, to je država Americine, Spanish Fork, to je grad.
And we have a very beautiful temple there.
Tamo imamo prekrasan hram.
Actually, I helped to open our center in Salt Lake City in 1970.
Ja sam još 70. Godine pomogao da se otvori naš hram u Salt Lake City.
But our present day temple in Spanish Fork was built by the Indian congregation.
Hram koji danas imamo u Spanish Forku izgradila je indijska kongregacija.
And we also received a very generous and kind donation from the Mormon Church, Church of Latter-day Saints.
Dobili smo isto tako i vrlo velikodušne priloge od Mormonske crkve.
A very significant donation, which was very encouraging to us and a very nice gesture.
Dobili smo vrlo značajan prilog od njih. To je bila jako lijepa gesta s njihove strane koja nas je jako ohrabrila.
One of my god brothers in Hawaii, his name is Loma Sharishi Das.
Jedan od moje braće po Bogu sa Havaja, koji se zove Loma Sharishi Das.
He married a Mormon girl.
Oženio je djevojku koja je Mormon.
And for many years he was the public relations or communications officer for the Mormon Church in
Honolulu,
as well as a regular visitor to the ISKCON temple in Honolulu.
A istodobno je redovno posjećivao i ISKCON-ov hram u Honolulu.
And my godbrother Charu Das, who is in charge of our temple in Spanish Fork, has many friends from Brigham Young University, which is a more or less Mormon university.
Moj drugi brat po Bogu, koji se zove Charu Das i koji je zadužen za naš hram u Spanish Forku, je ima jako puno prijatelja sa Mormonskog sveučilišta.
Brigham Young
sveučilište.
And he also has a number of disciples who are also Mormons, and one in particular, he is an elder in the Mormon Church.
A isto tako ima i nekoliko učenika koji su Mormoni, a jedan među njima je istaknut u Mormonskoj crkvi, istaknuti član.
So what I'm trying to say is that we have many, many things in common.
To što pokušavam vam reći je da imamo puno toga zajedničko.
And of course, just like there are devout Hindus, there are devout Hare Krishna devotees, similarly there are devout Mormons and some who are not so devout.
Kao što postoje vrlo predani Hindusi ili Hare Krishna bhakte, tako ima isto takvih i Mormona, ali oni koji nisu toliko predani.
So, but one thing is, according to the Book of Mormon, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, please, but it is stated there by Joseph Smith that except in times of famine, in general one should be pretty close to a vegetarian.
Joseph Smith u knjizi, je tako? U knjizi Mormona kaže da osim u doba kad je nestašica hrane, čovjek bi se trebao hraniti na način koji je vrlo blizak vegetarijanstvu.
So if you ever meet Mormon preachers around the world, they go, please give them a nice plate of prasadam and make them feel welcome.
Stoga bi bilo da susretnete mormonske propovjednike koji obilaze cijeli svijet, poželite im dobrodošlicu sa jednim finim tanjurom prasadama.
Prasadama, I don't know if you know for a second, means spiritual food, vegetarian.
Ne znam da li znate, ali prasadam je duhovna hrana, produhovljena hrana, vegetarijanska.
I was once doing a program and I believe it was Zagreb, although it might have been Čakovec, I can't remember. Anyway, it was a good crowd and there were a few people who were from the Mormon Church who were, they at a certain stage after their high school, they usually go for a few years preaching abroad, and then when they come back, they either settle into their college or they're given an opportunity to work in business, and usually they are very dedicated to family.
Na jednom programu koji sam održala tu negdje u Zagrebu, Čakovcu, nedavno jednom prilikom, bilo je puno posjetitelja, a među njima su bila i dvojica iz nekoliko njih iz Mormonske crkve. Za njih je običaj da nakon srednje škole jedan dio svog života posvete propovjedanju, odu u inostranstvo i s namjerom da propovjedaju, a potom mogu nastaviti školovanje ili dobiju neki posao i zaposle se, i poznato je da su oni vrlo posvećeni obitelji, da su
This was about 5 or 6 years ago.
To se dogodilo prije nekih 5 ili 6 godina.
So I approached the boys, and there was one lady there also, and I said, you know, I'm just inquiring, but why did you come here this evening?
Prišao sam onda toj skupini u kojoj je bila i jedna dama i pitao sam ih razlog zbog kojeg su došli tu.
And two boys answered pretty much the same. They said, for the good food and the serious spiritual environment.
Mladiši su odgovorili da je razlog zbog kojeg su došli ovdje dobra hrana i jedna nadahnujuća duhovna atmosfera.
So it is part of our culture, Atiti Devo Bhava. Atithi means a guest who arrives at your house without any warning, without any titi or special time.
Dio naše kulture je, ogleda se u izreci Atithi Devo Bhava. Atithi je gost koji nenajavljen dolazi u kuću.
Devo Bhava, he should be treated very specially.
Prema takvom se gostu treba obhoditi s posebnom pažnjom. Devo Bhava, te riječi to označuju.
And we should offer him the very best of whatever we have in our house.
Trebamo im ponuditi sve najbolje što imamo u kući.
If it's only a nice place to sit, and a glass of water and some sweet words, then we should offer that.
Ako je najbolje što imamo neko udobno mjesto za sjedanje, čaša vode i ugodne riječi, onda je to ono što im trebamo ponuditi.
And if we can give more, then we should offer whatever best we can.
Ako im možemo ponuditi nešto više, onda im trebamo dati sve što god možemo.
The important element here is offering with love.
Ono što je ovdje važno je da ta naša ponuda bude učinjena s ljubavlju.
As devotees of the Lord, we should not maintain any envy of anyone within our hearts.
Kao gospodinove bhakte, ne smijemo nikome zavidjeti niti u svom srcu.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that because you are never envious, Arjuna, therefore I'm giving you this confidential knowledge.
U Bhagavad Gita gospodin Krishna kaže Arjuni da mu daje to povjerljivo znanje, tajno znanje, zbog toga jer nije zavidan.
So a devotee should be satisfied with his simple life. There may be poor devotees, there may be other devotees who are middly situated in the middle, and there may be wealthy devotees by the arrangement of the Lord, by the law of karma.
Bhakti bi trebali biti zadovoljni svojim jednostavnim načinom života. Bilo da se radi o bhaktama koji su siromašni, koji su bolje stojeći ili koji su vrlo dobro stojeći, što je sve posljedica gospodinovog aranžmana, odnosno njihove karme.
The real source of our happiness in this life will be our communion with God.
Pravi izvor sreće za nas u ovom životu je naša veza s Bogom.
He is our dearmost friend. He remains with us throughout this life and even life after life.
On je naš najdraži prijatelj koji je cijeli život sa nama, i to ne samo ovaj život, nego je s nama život za životom.
The example is given in the scripture, just like two birds situated on a fruit tree.
U spisima je dat primjer dvije ptice koje sjede u krošnji neke voćke.
One bird is eating the fruit of the tree and enjoying.
Jedna ptica uživa jedući plodove drveta.
But the other bird is sitting there and just watching and waiting. When will this bird get tired of these temporary fruits and turn to me?
Dok druga ptica sjedi tu uz nju, uz ovu prvu, gleda šta ona radi i čeka kada će se ova prva ptica umoriti od svog posla i obratiti pažnju na prijateljicu pticu.
We should know that Lord Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is our dearmost and only real friend.
Morali bismo znati da je Svevišnji Gospodin, Gospodin Krishna, naš najdraži i jedini pravi prijatelj.
My spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, and your grand spiritual master, was once talking about how in this world everyone will ultimately cheat you.
Moj duhovni učitelj Srila Prabhupada i vaš djed duhovni učitelj jednom prilikom je pričao o tome kako će vas u ovom svijetu na posljedku svatko prevariti.
Because people are in the bodily conception of life.
Zato jer ljudi poimaju život sa tjelesnog stanovišta.
And naturally when you think that I am this body, I am these senses, you think that your happiness is in relationship to the senses, gratifying the senses.
I naravno, ako mislite da ste vi to tijelo i ta osjetila, onda vjerujete da je vaša sreća leži u udovoljavanju tim osjetilima.
Such persons tend to see others as objects of gratification. And they tend to exploit the resources in this material world.
Takve osobe obično druge ljude gledaju kao objekte koje oni mogu iskoristiti i skloni su tome da iskorištavaju i druga dobra u ovom svijetu.
There is a famous movie called Matrix. Probably none of you have ever seen it.
Postoji taj poznati film koji se zove Matrix, tako da Matrix.
Matrix, Matrix, whatever.
Sigurno da niko od vas nije vidio, kažeš li da s vama.
How many have seen it?
Koliko vas je pogledalo?
Okay. So, at a particular point in the movie, one of the demons says to one of the heroes,
u jednom trenutku u filmu jedan od demona obraća se jednom od junaka filma,
that you human beings are different than all other animals.
I kažemo, vi ljudska bića razlikujete se od svih drugih životinja.
In fact, you're more like a virus.
Više ste nalik virusu.
You go to a particular place, you use up all the resources in that place until it's practically dead, and then you move to another place and use up the resources there.
Odete na neko mjesto, iskoristite tamo sva prirodna i svekolika druga bogatstva što god se može do maksimuma, skoro sve, tako da više ništa za vama ne ostane ni traga, i onda kad ste sve to iskoristili, preselite se na drugo mjesto.
So sometimes it is very amazing how people who don't appear to have any real spiritual guidance can see some of the major problems of living in this world of bodily conception.
Zapanjujući kako ponekad ljudi za koje nam se čini da nemaju nikakvo vidljivo duhovno vodstvo, ipak mogu uočiti probleme vezane za ovaj materijalni svijet u kojemu se živi u tjelesnom pojmanju života.
When I was young, we had a very famous guru. He was one of the major gurus of the hippie generation. His name was Bobby Dylan.
Kad sam bio mlad, imali smo jednog glasovitog gurua hippie generacije koji se zvao Bob Dylan.
How many of you have heard of Bobby Dylan?
Tko je vas čuo za Boba Dylana?
Okay, everybody.
Vi, izvijem.
He seemed to know all the problems, and so we are attracted to him.
Izgledalo je kao da su mu poznati svi problemi i to nas je k njemu privlačilo.
But the main problem was that he didn't know any of the answers.
Ali glavni problem je bio u tome što njemu, iako smo bili poznati problemi, nismo bili poznati odgovori.
Unless we get guidance from the Lord or from his very experienced devotees, it is almost impossible for us to get free from the attachment that we have for this bodily bag of skin and hair and blood and so many things.
Osim ako nas ne povede gospodin ili njegovi vrlo iskusni bhakte, praktički nam je nemoguće iščupati se iz ove vreće, materijalne vreće kostiju, kože, krvi i drugih substanci.
At a certain time in a man's life or a woman's life, after they have gone through their wild youth and they reach at least middle age or even earlier,
u jednom trenutku u životu muškarca ili žene, koji su proživjeli svoju strastvenu mladost i dosegli su sredovječno doba i možda čak i ranije.
They begin to realize that there is more to life than simply eating, sleeping, sex and defense.
Ljudi počnu shvaćati da u životu postoji nešto više od pukog jedenja, spavanja, općenja i branjenja.
But that sentiment is nice, but without knowledge one can make a lot of mistakes.
Fino je ako tako osjećaju, no ako nemaju znanja, mogu počiniti puno grešaka.
God gave us intelligence as well as many other attributes so that we could use our intelligence in His service to know Him.
Bog nam je dao inteligenciju kao i mnoge druge osobine kako bismo ih iskoristili služeći ga s namjerom da ga upoznamo.
Bahunam janmanam ante gyanavan mam prapadyante. Our knowledge should bring us to the point of devotion and surrender, but without knowledge devotion can become fanaticism, and we have seen enough of that in the world.
Naše znanje nas treba dovesti do devocije i predanosti, predaje zapravo, do predanosti i predaje. Ali ako, to, ako naša predanost nije praćena znanjem, onda, postaje, onda se počinje raditi o fanatizmu. A primjera takvih, takvog ponašanja smo vidjeli posvuda u svijetu puno puta.
For the most part, most of us are novices on the path of devotional service, bhakti yoga.
Većina nas smo početnici na putu predanog služenja, bhakti yoga.
I put myself in the same category after almost 35 years. I still feel that I'm a novice.
Ja i sebe ubrajam u tu kategoriju početnika. I nakon skoro 35 godina tako se osjećam.
I'm certainly praying for the Lord's mercy and blessing, but I know that I need to stay very close to the Lord's guidance, which is coming down through discipler succession.
Molim se Gospodinu za milost i blagoslove, ali pritom znam da moram ostati u neposrednoj blizini njegovog vodstva koje do nas dolazi kroz učeničko nasljeđe.
I also have learned that nothing of value is achieved in this world without some austerity.
Isto tako sam naučio da se ništa vrijednog u ovom svijetu ne može dobiti bez neke strogosti.
In fact, going from a non-devotional, even hedonistic life to a life of surrender and even full surrender to God is quite a big change in one lifetime.
I zapravo je put od života bez devocije, bez predanosti ili čak hedonističkog života do načina života ispunjenog devocijom i do potpune predaje poprilično velika promjena za samo jedan život.
In fact, it is said in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami, pardon me, in the Bhagavad Gita, said, yat tad agre visham eva Parinami Ritopamam Tat Sukham Satvikam Proktam Atma Buddhi Prasadatam. In the beginning, taking to a regulated life may be like poison for us.
Bhagavad Gita je rečeno da prihvaćanje reguliranog načina života nam se na početku može činiti poput otrova.
But if we try to remain steady and relatively conservative, then gradually the same principles of self-control, control of the mind, control of the senses, the tongue, the belly, the genitals, that control will seem like nectar, amrit.
No, ako uspijemo ostati postojani i pritom budemo relativno konzervativni, onda će nam ta ista načela samokontrole, vladanja umom, jezikom, genitalijama, želucem, ne znam čim sve ne, nakon istog vremena postati poput nektara Amrite.
Sorry, that was a little long and confusing. Being a servant of our senses is actually the root cause of all of our suffering in this world.
Glavni uzrok sve naše patnje u ovom svijetu je činjenica da služimo svoje osjetila.
Yehi sansparsa jaboga dukha yonaya evate adhyanta vanta konte anateshu ramate hudat. The intelligent persons see this and they struggle, but they do not allow their senses to whip them.
Inteligentne osobe to vide i trude se, nastoje ovladati osjetilima, bore se s njima, ne dozvoljavaju im da ih one nadvladaju.
We want to give ourselves to Krishna, to God. We want to offer ourselves in love to the Lord. I am yours.
Mi sebe želimo predati Krišni, Bogu. Želimo se ponuditi Bogu s ljubavlju, s riječima ja sam tvoj.
But if we cannot control ourselves, if we do not own ourselves, then how can we offer anything to the Lord?
Ali ako ne možemo sobom vladati, ako mi nismo svoji vlasnici, onda što uopće možemo ponuditi gospodinu?
If I went outside and the first Rolls Royce that I saw, the first Mercedes-Benz, I said, my poor, I'm offering this to you.
Kad bih ja te otišao van i kad bih naišao na prvi Rolls Royce ili Mercedes na koji bih naišao, kad bih rekao manikuru, evo, nudim ti ovaj auto. To je za tebe.
Smaha, yes, take it. So the police, you'll have to explain that to the police.
Kad ti ćeš morat policiju objasniti da to, da si uzeo zato što je maha.
If I don't own it, I can't offer it.
Ako ja nisam vlasnik nečega, onda to ne mogu drugome ponuditi.
So our first business, or part of our first business, is to get control of ourselves, to become goswamis, or masters of our senses, even as grihastas.
Stoga je prvi dio naše zadaće ovladati sobom, postati gosvami, gospodar svojih osjetila, a to se odnosi i na grihaste.
And we are being trained to do this by the most expert of persons in this or the last century.
A u tome nas vježbava najvještija osoba prošlog stoljeća.
At least for all of us, he was a person who said one thing and did the same thing. He did not say one thing and do another thing, but he walked his talk.
On je bio osoba koja je radila ono što je govorila. Nije se događalo da govori jedno, a radi drugo. Nikad nije bilo raskoraka između njegovih riječi i djela.
So, looking around, I see that many of you have been participating in the temple for many years, and to a good degree, I don't need to preach or tell you about the basics of our philosophy. You all know these things.
Gledajući vas ovako pred sobom, vidim puno osoba koje već niz godina sudjeluju u životu hrama i stoga ne bi trebalo biti potrebno da vam govorim te osnovne temeljne stvari koje svi vi znate.
And I think that all of you are basically sincere, good persons who want to be successful in spiritual life.
I vjerujem da ste svi vi u osnovi dobre i iskrene osobe koje žele biti uspješne u svom duhovnom životu.
Despite the fact that most of your countrymen are going in the opposite direction.
Unatoč činjenice da većina vaših sunarodnjaka hita u suprotnom smjeru.
So that takes courage, conviction, faith. It's very wonderful, and you are all very wonderful.
Za tako što potrebna je hrabrost i povjerenje, vjera. I to je prekrasno. Svi ste vi krasni.
And of course, I'm not just a new person trying to flatter you. I know very well what I'm talking about.
A ja nisam netko ko je tu prvi put i koji vam pokušava laskati. Ja jako dobro znam što govorim.
But I will suggest that we need to hear over and over again the same things, lest we forget.
Preložio bih ipak da nam je svima potrebno da iznova slušamo iste stvari. Inače zaboravimo.
In the West, every year they have a memorial for the soldiers who died in the Second World War, First World War, and probably now even Vietnam War, and there's a wreath, and it says, lest we forget.
Na zapadu svake godine obilježavaju obljetnicu, odnosno imaju te komemorativne skupove na kojima se sjećaju ljudi poginulih u Prvom svjetskom ratu, Drugom svjetskom ratu, sad već i u Vijetnamu, i tamo tom prigodom uvijek bude taj slogan da se ne zaboravi.
So I want to humbly request all of you to stick to the center.
Stoga bih vas svih ponizno želio zamoliti da se držite središta.
There's a tendency to speculate and swing to the left or to take fanatically and swing to the right, but stick to the center.
Ne postoji ta sklonost ka spekulaciji, ka otklonu u lijevo ili otklonu u desno, koji označava neki fanatizam, no ja vas molim, ostanite u sredini.
And nobody has that experience, that qualification like Srila Prabhupada to guide us.
I nitko nema to iskustvo i te osobine, te sposobnost da nas, tu kvalifikaciju da nas vodi kao Srila Prabhupada.
We are small, but we are a family, and we must work together in a spirit of love and devotion.
Mi smo mali, ali smo obitelj i moramo surađivati u duhu ljubavi i predanosti.
real preaching is not as much that I go out and meet someone and convince them to surrender, but rather someone comes inside our community and feels so much goodwill, so much love, so much dedication that they think, I want that. I want that feeling.
Pravo propovedanje ne leži toliko u tome da ja odam odavde nekud i pronađem neke ljude i uvjerim ih da se predaju, koliko u tome da oni ljudi koji nas ovdje posjete takvu atmosferu punu blagonaklonosti, ljubavi i predanosti, da požele i oni biti dio toga.
Whatever we are today, we can always get better.
Kakvi god smo danas, možemo biti još bolji.
As long as we keep focused and stick to the center.
Ukoliko ostavimo usredotočeni na srž i držimo se sredine, središta.
We can take ideas from the right and from the left, but we merge them in the center.
Možemo prihvatiti zamisli s lijeva i s desna, ali ih onda stopimo u sredini, u središtu.
So, like the gentleman said, time is up. So,
kao što je gospodin rekao, vrijeme je isteklo.
Now, tomorrow is the 6th of May.
Sutra je 6. svibanj.
It is also the appearance of Lochan Das Thakur.
To je dan pojave Lochan Das Thakura.
And he was considered to be the Vyasadev of Chaitanya Lila, Chaitanya history, etc.
Mene smatraju Vyasadevom Chaitanya Lila, povijesti gospodina Chaitanya.
So, if the management would like, we can have a class tomorrow evening on Lochan Das Thakur, his life, and Chaitanya Bhagavat.
Ako se vodstvo slaže tu centra, možemo sutra imati predavanje na temu života Lochan Das Thakura i Chaitanya Bhagavata.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati used to request his disciples that you must read Chaitanya Bhagavat 108 times.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati je običavao tražiti od svojih učenika da Chaitanya Bhagavatu pročitaju 108 puta.
And probably most of us have never read it even once.
Većina nas je najvjerovatnije nije pročitala niti jednom.
How many have read Chaitanya Bhagavat?
Ko je vas pročitao Chaitanya Bhagavat?
Okay, one or two, three, four. There's a very nice translation and purport of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta's Chaitanya Bhagavat, compiled by my god brothers Bhumipati Das and published by Pundarik Vidyanidhi Das. It's about 6 books, I think 5 are already. It's 5 and 4 are published.
It's not published, but not yet.
Huh?
It's not yet complete.
No, I think there'll be another 1 or 2 more books.
Moj brat po Bogu Bhumipati Das je sastavio vrlo lijepu preveo je Chaitanya Bhagavat u komentarima Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvatija i Pundarika Vidyanidhi, koji je Pundarika Vidyanidhi je izdao, sad su napravljene 4 knjige, bit će ih još.
There are other editions, one by Sarva Bhavana Prabhu, who many of you know. That's just the verses.
Postoji druga izdanja, jedno od njih je od Sarva Bhavana Prabhu, koju mnogi od vas poznaju. I u tom izdanju su samo stihovi.
And the English is a little bombastic, not bombayistic, but bombastic.
Da, engleski koji se koriste u tom izdanju je pomalo bombastičan.
So, does anyone have any questions this evening?
Ima li tko kako pitanje večeras?
Ne, ja sam.
You said that, that nothing valuable is acquired, that you can learn that nothing valuable is acquired without some austerities. When we apply it to our process, these austerities, are there, do you mean there are something extraneous, I mean something extra or regulative principles and suddenly is considered to be our austerities, or we should try to apply some other austerities also in our life? May I translate from the question?
Okay, I will repeat the question as I heard it through my deaf ear. One of them is not so good. Happens to old folks. The question is chanting and following regular principles enough for perfection? Or do we need to also engage in some service? Is that what you said, more or less?
Some extra austerity.
No, I was thinking
some extra austerity.
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 Okay.
Not engaging in service, but if service is considered to be a sort of austerity, then you can also talk about it.
No.
My point was austerity.
I see.
Are these austerities enough?
Okay,
or
you
want to
speak in...
Da li nam je Maharaj rekao da se ništa vrijedno u ovom svijetu ne dostiže, da ga učio da se ništa vrijedno u ovom svijetu ne može dobiti bez određenih strogosti. Ja sam pitala da li su te strogosti u našem procesu mantranje i odnosno naša sadana regulativni principi mantranje ili smatra da su nam potrebne još neke ekstra strogosti kako bismo dosegli najvrijedniju stvar.
Yes, you have to wear only a kopan and go to the Himalayas, live in a cold river. The ladies, they have bikinis. Eat only a few grains of rice every day.
Da, morate odjaviti samo u kopan, a ako ste žensko, onda možete imati bikini, otići na Himalaje i staviti u hladnoj vodi i dnevno jesti samo par zrna nekog žita, riže.
Mayapur is taking out a bus to the Himalayas very soon, so any of you who want to join.
Mayapur uskoro uskakuje na autobus za Himalaja, ako mi se neko želi pridružiti.
So, no, you don't need to do anything more than what Srila Prabhupada demonstrated.
Ne, ne trebate napraviti ništa drugo osim onog što je Srila Prabhupada pokazao.
In fact, most of our acharyas, most of our leaders in the past were family men and had children and even had jobs, etc.
Većina naših acharya u prošlosti su bili obiteljski ljudi, imali su svoj posao i djecu i sve što s tim ide.
But any spare time that they had, they engaged themselves in associating with other devotees and katyantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. They enjoyed discussing the pastimes of the Lord.
Ali svaki slobodni trenutak koji su imali koristili su za druženje sa drugim bhaktama i uživali su pritom u razgovaranju o gospodinovim zabavama.
And that is a relatively simple program, not very difficult austerity, but unfortunately at the present time, even this much people have difficulty with.
To je relativno jednostavan program, nisu baš bog zna kakve strogosti, no nažalost u današnje doba ljudi čak i s tim imaju poteškoća.
So, I will be very, very happy, and Prabhupada will be very, very happy, and your spiritual masters will be very, very happy if you can just follow the simple program steadily, expertly, and sincerely.
I ja bih bio jako, jako sretan. I što ja pravo bih bio jako, jako sretan, a isto tako i vaši duhovni učitelji, ako biste samo mogli taj jednostavni program postojano i iskreno slijediti.
Once His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami went to the ashram of His Divine Grace Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami.
Jednom je njegova svetost Bhakti Charu Swami otišao u ashram njegove božanske milosti Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swamija.
So they were discussing many things in Bengali, and Sridhar Swami asked Bhakti Charu, "Will you stay for lunch?"
I Sridhar Swami je pozvao Bhakti Charu Swami da ostane na ručku.
And Bhakti Charu Swami said, "No, I'm fasting today."
Bhakti Charu Swami odgovorio, "Ne, ja danas postim."
And this story was told to me by Bhakti Charu Maharaj.
A to se meni ispričao Bhakti Charu Maharaj osobno.
Sridhar Swami said that there are two tendencies, pravritti and nirvritti.
Sridhar Swami je na to odgovorio da postoje dvije sklonosti, pravritti i nirvritti.
Pravritti means the tendency to go towards sense gratification, and nirvritti means the tendency to renounce everything.
Pravriti je sklonost ka osjetilnom uživanju, a nigriti sklonost ka odricanju od svega.
So Sridhar Swami said that we should only act for the pleasure of Krishna.
Sridhar Swami je rekao, trebamo djelovati samo za Krišnino zadovoljstvo.
If we speculate and go towards the path of renunciation too much, then we will become very dry and we will become impersonalists.
Ako spekuliramo i odemo previše u smjeru tim putem odricanja, odmaknemo predaleko tim putem odricanja, onda ćemo postati suhoparni i na kraju impersonalisti.
The impersonalist thinks that look what power I have, look what austerity I am doing, I am God.
Impersonalist misli, pogledaj kako sam moćan, pogledaj kako velike strogosti činim, pa ja sam Bog.
And when one is in that consciousness, it is very hard to bring him back to loving the Supreme Person.
A kad netko razvije takvu svijest, vrlo ga je teško dovesti natrag do ljubavi prema svevišnjoj osobi.
But if one goes a little bit towards pravritti or sense gratification, maybe he will fall down a little, or maybe he'll fall down completely.
Drugi, međutim, ako ode druga osoba, ako ode pomalo u smjeru pravriti puta osjetilnog uživanja, može se dovoditi da malo poklekne i da posve padne.
But at least he has not committed the greatest offense against the Lord to think that he is God, and he can be preached to and brought back to the path.
Ali barem nije počinio najveću uvredu, a ta je da za sebe misli da je Bog. I zbog toga, ukoliko mu netko može i propovijedati, može mu se propovijedati i dovesti ga natrag na put ljubavi prema Bogu.
Yes, he took prasad. And he had three gulab
jamun.
And he's doing very, very well.
Jako dobro napreduje.
In fact, he's a wonderful, sweet devotee, and I pray that you get an opportunity to meet him and ask him about this story.
Zapravo jedan predivan bhakta i molim se da dobijete priliku da ga susretnete i da ga osobno pitate o tome što se dogodilo, što sam ispričao u ovoj priči.
Any other brilliant questions?
You could say something about Ramakrishna Swami.
I could cry a little bit if you'd like.
Mogu biste na tu temu malo rasplakat.
Goswami Maharaj was a very good friend of mine.
Goswami Maharaj je bio moj jako dobar prijatelj.
He was my elder brother spiritually.
Duhovno pogledao bio moj stariji brat.
He was a brilliant person.
Bio je izvanredna osoba.
He was a pioneer in so many ways in preaching Krishna consciousness.
Na razne način bio je pionir na raznim poljima propovijedanja svjesnosti Krišne.
He was very dear to Srila Prabhupada, so much so that in the final years of Prabhupada Lila, Prabhupada would wake up in the morning and say, "Where's Tamal? Call Tamal."
Bio je jako drag Srila Prabhupada, bio mu je toliko drag da je u Prabhupadovim zadnjim danima se znalo dogoditi da se Srila Prabhupada probudi i sa kreveta se počne propitivati gdje je Tamal Krišna Goswami i naloži da dovedu Tamala.
Tamal Krishna was a very powerful person.
Tamal Krishna je bio vrlo moćna osoba.
He was a very sensitive person.
Vrlo osjetljiva.
That combination is very unique and wonderful.
Što je vrlo jedinstven, osoban spoj.
Because he was very powerful, he was sometimes the object of envy and undue criticism.
Kako je bio vrlo moćan, ponekad je bio objekt zavisti i bezrazložne kritike.
His Holiness Radhana Swami told the story of how he came to Krishna consciousness.
Njegova svetost Radhana Swami je ispričao priču o tome kako je on došao u svjesnost Krišne.
Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture to about 25 or 30,000 people at a program in Bombay.
Srila Prabhupada je držao predavanje na jednom programu u Bombaju koje je posjetilo 25 ili 30 tisuća ljudi.
So in India there's a custom that people will try to touch the feet and get the dust of a saintly person. It is at the very least a symbol of their respect and surrender.
U Indiji je običaj da ljudi pokušavaju dotaći stopala svete osobe kako bi dobili prašinu sa njih. To je jedan znak njihove njihovog poštovanja i predaje.
But sometimes it is seen that when many people touch the feet of a devotee or a preacher, he will get some karmic reaction and even his feet will swell up. I've seen it happen.
Ponekad se zna međutim dogoditi kada puno ljudi dotiče stopala bhakte da on da na njega pređu neke posljedice, karmičke posljedice da on zbog toga dobije, koje se mogu očitovati u tome da mu oteknu stopala. Ja sam to osobno vidio.
So Tamal Krishna Goswami had the job of stopping people from touching Prabhupada's feet.
I na tom predavanju zadaća Tamal Krishna Goswami je bila da zaustavi ljude koji su htjeli dodirnuti stopala Šila Prabhupada.
So sometimes people would get angry, but Tamal Krishna did not stop doing his duty, even though the anger was directed towards him.
Ponekad bi se ljudi razljutili zbog toga, no ta njihova srčba nije sprečavala Tamal Krishna Goswamija u obavljanju svoje dužnosti.
So Radha Swami, who was living in India at that time and had very long hair and big beard and was living sometimes in the Himalayas.
Radha Swami, koji je u to vrijeme živio u Indiji, ponekad negdje na Himalajama, imao je dugačku kostu i dugu bradu.
He was at that program, Mandal, and he moved forward to the stage to touch Prabhupada's feet.
Bio je na tom pandalu, tako se zove taj program, i krenuo je prema pozornici u namjeri da tatne Prabhupadova stopala.
So, Tamal Krishna Goswami moved forward and grabbed his hand and said, no, you can't touch.
Tamal Krishna Goswami ga je uočio, došao je do njega, uhvatio ga za ruku i zaustavio ga. Rekao, ne, ne možeš dodirnuti stopala.
So then Prabhupada smiled at Radha Swami and told Tamal, no, he can't touch.
Prabhupada se onda usmjehnuo Radha Swami i rekao je Tamalu, ne, on može.
So that happened many times to Tamal Krishna Goswami, that he would try to do his job and then later he would be made to look like he was coveting Srila Prabhupada or controlling Srila Prabhupada.
To se Tamal Krishna Goswami znao često dogoditi, da dok se zapravo obavlja svoj posao izgleda kao da nadzire, kontrolira Srila Prabhupada.
Once Tamal Krishna Goswami was very frustrated and he went to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, how much offense do we take before we cut someone off from mercy?
Jednom prilikom je Tamal Krishna Goswami bio jako frustriran i pristupio je Prabhupadu sa pitanjem. Pitao ga je, koliko uvreda toleriramo prije nego li nekoga spriječimo da odmaknemo, da više potječemo, da dozvolimo mu više da dobiva milost.
Because Tamal Krishna Goswami was facing all kinds of people who didn't really deserve to get into Prabhupada's association. But when Tamal would try to stop them, Prabhupada would allow them. So Tamal was frustrated.
Jer se opetovano događalo da neki, da mnogo ljudi koji Tamal Krishna Goswami su sretali, zapravo uopće ne doslužuju da dođu u Prabhupadovu blizinu, da dobiju njegovu milost, ali kada bi se Tamal Krishna Goswami pokušavao u tome spriječiti, onda bi Prabhupada intervenirao. I zbog toga je Tamal Krishna Goswami bio frustriran.
So then Prabhupada leaned back on his seat and looked up and he closed his eyes and he said, the mercy of Lord Nityananda is unlimited.
Prabhupada se onda zavalio dublje u svoj naslonjač i zaklopio oči i rekao je, milost gospodina Nityananda je neograničena.
I have a couple of VCDs which anyone can get copied that are interviews with Tamal Krishna Goswami talking about his relationship with Prabhupada, and they're very nice.
Ja imam nekoliko video CD-a na kojima su snimljeni intervjui kojima Tamal Krishna Goswami govori o trenucima provedenim sa Srila Prabhupadom. I to su jako lijepi CD-i koji svakog od vas može prisuniti ako želi.
Tamal Krishna Goswami was very kind to me. like I said, he was like my older brother, but he showed me great kindness.
Kamal Krishna Goswami bio vrlo ljubazan prema meni. Kao što sam već rekao, bio mi je poput starijeg brata i ukazao mi je puno pažnje.
As many of you know, a couple of years ago, I was in the hospital. Just I had come out of a coma.
Kao što mnogi od vas znaju, prije par godina sam se našao u bolnici i jednom kad sam upravo nakon što sam izašao iz kome.
So tomorrow Krishna Goswami was staying for a short time at Govardhan, and he had to get back to Cambridge where he was doing his PhD.
Kamal Krishna Goswami je kratko vrijeme boravio na Govardhanu i došlo je to na vrijeme da se vrati u Cambridge gdje je radio svoju doktorsku disertaciju.
He went from beginning from an undergraduate getting an undergraduate degree at Southern Methodist University in Texas to a scholarship and completing his PhD in 5 years, which was amazing.
U 5 godina je uspio doći od čega? Do postdoktorskog, počeo od nekakvog običnog studija do doktorske disertacije, što je vrlo kratko razdoblje za takav, za takvo postignuće.
So he was only visiting India for a little break, and he loved Govardhan and Vrindavan.
I zbog toga si je mogao priuštiti samo kratku pauzu u kojoj je posjetio Indiju, jako je volio Govardhan i Vrindavan.
But when he heard that I was suffering in the hospital, he immediately drove all the way to Delhi and then flew to Bombay and came and spent 3 days with me.
Ali kada je čuo da se ja nalazim u bolnici, odmah je otišao iz Vrindavana, odvezao se do Delija, uvodio je tamo avion, doletio je u Bombay i proveo je 3 dana sa mnom.
Such a big personality. Everybody came to invite him to their temple. We have 3 temples in Bombay. Everybody came to invite him to their home or to even to go on a tour of our hospital.
Obzirom da je bio tako velika osoba, mnogi ljudi su dolazili i pozivali ga u jedan od naša 3 hrama u Bombaju ili su ga pozivali u svoje domove ili na obilatak bolnice, naše bolnice u Bombaju.
But he said that the only deity that I have come to Bombay to see is my god brother Sridhar Swami, and he spent 3 wonderful days with me doing kirtan and reading from Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
Ali on mi je odgovorio, jedino božanstvo koje sam došao vidjeti u Bombay je moj brat po Bogu Sridhar Swami. I tako je proveo sa mnom 3 prekrasna dana u kirtanu i čitanju Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
This was in my hospital room.
To u mojoj bolničkoj sobi.
And many times after that, when I got out of the hospital, he wrote me and asked me, without my writing to him, just he wrote and said, how are you doing? How is your health?
I puno puta nakon toga, nakon što su me otpustili iz bolnice, znalo bi se dogoditi da mi on iznenada napiše raspitujući se o mom zdravlju, već da je pritom prije toga primio ikakvo moje pismo.
The doctor said, he was a very thorough person. He sat down with the doctor and questioned him about everything about my condition, and the doctors had told him that I had less than 6 months to live.
Bio vrlo podroban, sjeo je s doktorima i raspitao se detaljno o mom stanju, a oni su mu odgovorili da mi je preostalo nešto manje od 6 mjeseci života.
And there are many other stories of his kindness and sensitivity with devotees.
Postoji puno drugih priča u kojima se vidi koliko je osjećajan bio i ljubazan prema baktama.
Of course, there were also some controversies, and as I said, some envious people have, you know, they always, the fly always goes to the stool. They created some disturbance on the internet, naturally, the wonderful internet.
Naravno, postale su neke kontroverze, a neki zavidni ljudi koji su poput lupa koje privlači izmet uspjeli su stvoriti uznemirenje svojim pisanjem, naravno na internetu.
I think you've all heard the story of Bhima and how he was very upset when Dushasan tried to disrobe her in the Kuru assembly hall.
Mislim da ste svi čuli priču o Bhimi koji se grozno razljutio kada je vidio Dušasanu koji namiravao obnažiti Draupadi na skupu Kurua u njihovoj skupštinskoj dvorani.
So Bhima said that I will see Dushasana on the battlefield and I will rip open his chest and I will drink the blood from his heart.
Bhima se zavjetovao da će na vojnom polju se domoći Dušasane, da će mu rastvoriti grudni koš i pobiti krv iz srca.
Bhima was a great warrior, a great fighter, that was his nature.
Bhima je bio veliki ratnik, borac, takva mu bila priroda.
So I declare it here that if anybody comes in front of me and tries to tell me something bad about Tamal Krishna Goswami.
Toga ja ovdje sad izjavljam da ako mi svetko usudi prići i reći nešto loše o Tamal Krishna Goswami,
I'll tell him to go away.
Da reći mu da nestane.
That'll be the least thing I'll do.
U najmanju ruku ću to učiniti.
So if anybody wants those BCDs, you're welcome. And you'll have to make the arrangement with Maya Pordas.
Ako nekog zanimaju ti video CD-i, dogovorite se sa Maya Pordas.
I'm here till... Well, Maya Pordas here till Wednesday, but...
Tuesday.
Okay. I'm here till Thursday. I'm going to Pula. I'm coming back on Friday. And then I'm going to Split on Saturday.
Najprije ovdje do utorka, a Maharaj je tu do četvrtka, kad će biti u Puli, petak se vraća i u subotu ide za Split.
And I think tomorrow we might Yeah, we'll have a class on Lochandas Thakur. How many people will be likely to come tomorrow evening?
Ko bi od vas želio doći sutra na večer na predavanje o Lochandas Thakur?
Okay. And once again, I would like to welcome all our guests and thank you very much for coming and I hope you enjoy the rest of the program.
Još jednom bih želio poželjeti dobrodošlicu svim našim gostima. Puno vam hvala što ste došli i nadam se da ćete uživati u ostatku programa.
And I request the devotees to arrange for prasadam for our guests and make sure they come.
I zamolio bih vaste da se potrude poslužiti prasadam našim gostima i osigurati da se osjećaju dobro.
Atiti Devo Bhava. This is Radharani's temple and these are her guests. So if you want to serve Radharani,
Atiti Devo Bhava, ovo je Radharanin hram, to su Radharanini gosti. Ako želite služiti Radharani, onda znate što vam je činiti.
Možemo se dogovoriti ako ne možemo kažem.
lady manager, she's asking about the time of the lecture.
Managers always ask these silly questions. Sometime. I don't know, you tell me.
Dragi brate, da li vam odgovara u 6 sati?
Dragi brate, da odgovara.
Samo tebi, ovi ništa li šutno?
Ma ne, predstavi.
No, pamite se zakopan, jer možemo 6 sati?
Možemo. 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock.
Right, 6 o'clock.
1800 hours.